we envision converting the entire energy infrastructure of New York State, but also other states in the United States, and in fact, the entire world, into an energy infrastructure driven by clean, renewable energy and electricity and hydrogen. And for all purposes, that's electricity, transportation, heating and cooling, and industrial processes. For New York State, there are several benefits of this. Not only would this create jobs, on the order of around 60,000 permanent jobs, according to the study that we recently put out. These are permanent jobs, but it also reduced air pollution mortality in New York State by about 4,000 people per year who prematurely die every year from air pollution.
First of all, let us not forget who we're dealing with. We are dealing with big business, the energy industry. They have a long history of not paying the royalties that they are contractually obligated to pay, and you don't have to take my word for that. Just ask any member of First Nations around this country and they'll be happy to tell you all about it. They have a long history of not paying the taxes that they had agreed to pay themselves. Don't take my word for that. Just ask anybody, any taxpayer in the state of California, which has had a long history of dealing with big oil that doesn't pay their fair share of taxes.
I have been going to India and studying this issue also. And I am surprised that uneducated women from the villages who have lived and grown up in poverty have been taught how to make solar panels and the entire system of electrification. And these women have gone out and electrified hundreds of villages in India.
Apple, dairy, wine, and beer. Get your fracking out of here. Apple, dairy.
Those were the voices of Dr. Mark Jacobson, Jim Dean, and Arun Gandhi at the anti-fracking pro-renewables rally in Albany on June 17th. This is Sam Sebring for WGXC 90.7 FM.